Headed for the
open door. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
And welcome to Running Flat Radio. I'm Chris Uzinski with Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star. Welcome to another edition of Running Flat Radio, where we talk really just about running. And it's kind of all things running, mostly getting people off the proverbial couch to the 5K starting block, and really just kind of demystifying running and the whole industry in general. And we usually talk to some really famous people throughout our show, and really excited about next week's show. Next week's show is on the 24th of June, and Terry Fox had died 33 years ago on the 28th of June of this year, and his brother, Fred Fox, will be on the air with us for the full hour next week, talking about Terry's legacy, talking about where running has gone, and what makes Terry such an incredible Canadian and international icon. You remember a couple weeks ago, Dean Karnazes, right out of the block, said, "Hey, Terry Fox is my hero."
Yep.
And you know, for the folks who are running Canada Day, Terry Fox is their hero as well, because he's on that medal this year.
And you know what's cool about Terry Fox? I think a lot of people, you know, their hearts go out to him, because here's a guy, not only was he running for a cause, but he also was the cause, which was pretty cool. You know, this guy had cancer, you know, he endured some, you know, just the run itself is trying enough. And, you know, look at everything accomplished with it. And I really think that is why he really holds a huge place in a lot of people's heart.
And you know, he died so young.
Absolutely.
And
with his curly little hair, you know, you close your eyes, you can always picture the guy, right?
Yep, absolutely. So tune into next week's show. It is going to be unbelievable, because the Fox family do not do very many interviews. And they sure as hell don't release Terry's image to anyone but themselves. And they gave us permission to use Terry's image on this year's Canada Day medal.
Very impressive.
And Canada Day is sold out. So,
and I bet you now you're finding a lot of people want to sign up for that medal, right?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? So stop calling and stop emailing, because there really are no more medals, so there are no more spots. That's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
We only order X amount of medals. When they're all gone, those spots are gone. There's no more left.
And that goes back to the old, if you know you're going to do the race, sign up.
Sign up. Because what ends up happening inevitably for a race like this, Canada Day, more so than any other race that we produce at Running Flat, it has a very, very high take-up, where literally 100% of everyone who signed up for the race and pre-reg actually show up to pick up their race kits and
but
run
it. You know why? Because it's such a great family day. It's one of those days where you just want to be with your family. You want to be outside. You want to be doing stuff. You want to be celebrating Canada. And, you know, you're offering all of that with that race.
Right. And I guess the other side of the coin, too, is whoever thought that that many people would show up to a race on a Tuesday morning.
Good point.
Right. Because traditionally with races, or with holidays, I should say, you know, businesses, if you're not a bank or the government, businesses will push or pull it, right? Mm-hmm. Friday or Monday to give their employees that longer weekend. It's on a Tuesday. And it still sells out. So, you know, we know that we've hit a nerve, and you know, it's so great having the Fox family involved. And so next week's show is really important, where we'll actually have, I'm just looking forward to it. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it, because there's so many questions that I want to talk to Fred about. And one of a dear friend of mine who worked at an ad agency in Toronto at the time Terry was actually running across the country tells me a story when, you know, when Terry dips his foot into the East Coast, there wasn't very many people around. By the time he hit Toronto, they were literally shutting the entire city down for this guy to run through Toronto. And people were like getting out of the skyscrapers, running to the streets just to watch him run by. And he's just such a Canadian icon. So really looking forward to it and exploring that whole journey of Terry Fox 33 years after his passing, which to me is incredible, because I remember like it was yesterday.
Absolutely.
When I was a kid listening to the radio.
It is surprising that it's been that many years.
So,
and I have to ask you about that shirt you have on. Very cool shirt.
Well, this is the Color Run Kaleidoscope Tour staff shirt because I was helping race direct the Kitchener-Waterloo at Binghamton's The Color Run this last weekend.
How was the turnout for that?
It was awesome. You know, I'm still a little tired and recovering and still pulling color out of places. But, you know, it's such an incredible event. And it really doesn't matter where we put the event.
Binghamton would be a pretty good place for
it. It's a fantastic place. You know, Mark Binghamton is the third generation Binghamton at Binghamton's. And if you're not familiar with Binghamton's, it's kind of like a Knott's Berry Farm in California. It's one of those family destinations that start off by a family with a large plot of land, and they just continually developed it and developed it. So Mark tells me a story that a number of years ago, his grandfather dug a hole in this farm, surrounded it with sand and filled it with water and charged people a buck a car back in the 30s to come in and spend the day at the beach in the middle of Kitchener-Waterloo. And so they put a water park in, they got campgrounds. If Mark didn't spend $20 million in the last 2 years building this incredible complex up on top of the hill that has a state-of-the-art bowling alley and bar and a Boston Pizza.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a fabulous place.
It's obviously grown because back when I was there, they always had the amazing water park and all the other stuff, but I don't remember the Boston Pizza stuff.
He just put it in within the last couple of years, and it's a fantastic place. And I recommend anyone who's going to the Kitchener-Waterloo area, whether you got kids or not, stop in because you will be amazed at this facility. So, you know, for us to put a color run there was really a natural fit because the site is perfect for the festival. Color throws and the sound and the campers all got involved and it was just it was an awesome event this
and
last
you had
weekend.
Great weather for it too.
We had fantastic weather. It was a little chilly in the morning, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning setting up the course.
That's crazy.
But you know, so you wear a sweater and by 9 o'clock it started warming up. But it was a fantastic day. You know, and Color Run is coming to the Windsor area on the 19th. Of July, and it's also selling really quick.
No, it's The Color Run, not to be confused with the other ones in town.
That's the problem, is The Color Run, and we'll have Travis Snyder on one of these days. He's really shy to come on the radio, but Travis Snyder is the one who created the entire genre of the color events in the world, and he's out of Utah, and he is the owner of The Color Run, which are doing, I believe, like 260-some-odd events globally this year. And the Color Run is a movement. It's an incredible event experience like no other, mostly because it's so heavily designed for the eyes, you know, throwing the color and just the getting dirty. That whole sense of being a kid and getting dirty in the colors is just amazing. And seeing everybody smile and laugh and you know, kind of walk away from this last weekend is just, it makes it so worthwhile as a race director, and all the work you put in is seeing the satisfaction that the runners get from actually doing this. So July 19th at Riverfront Plaza is the stop for the Kaleidoscope Tour.
And you know what I have to say I really liked about the Color Run was you had a lot of first-timers out there, people who normally wouldn't be participating in a 5K run or race, and they came out with their family, and I think for a lot of people, it actually kind of got them hooked to races and the whole 5K, having some fun.
And that's exactly it. You know, over 60% of the people who participate in the Color Run have never been in an organized 5K. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really why color, foam, mud, obstacle, where do you want to stop?
Electricity.
electric nighttime runs. I mean, a lot of those genre of events in endurance have really almost doubled the numbers for half marathon, 5K, full marathon events across North America. The beauty of those events, and you never slight them. The purist will slight them because they're not timed. Yeah. I really don't care. Yeah. It's getting people involved in our sport.
I totally agree with you.
And what's amazing about them is the entry level is about fun. It's not about competition. It's about coming out with friends and family, just having a blast. It's not timed. And then next thing you know it, you've actually completed a 5K course, whether you walked it. Who cares? Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
But you did it. And maybe if you think that was fun, hopefully you'll come to a Canada Day event, or hopefully you'll come to a Le Chocolat event, or even a zombie chase event. Because what's important is that we're making a difference in people's lives. And if it means like taking it to a higher entertainment value to get them off the couch to do it, mm-hmm. then damn it, let's do it. Because to me, that's more worth it than sitting here and just trying to continually drive people into a 5K that may not be very exciting, may not be very worthwhile to them as well. But you know you're hitting a nerve when you're doing, you know, 12, 15,000 mm-hmm. people at an event in a small market. So.
Yep, absolutely.
You know what? You're listening to Running Flat Radio, and we'll return right after these messages.
From stunning all-weather wicker to durable cast aluminum, you really haven't looked at patio furniture until you've been to Patio Palace. Whether it's entertaining or relaxing, Patio Palace has a huge selection of quality furniture to help create the ultimate backyard living space. Paul from Patio Palace here inviting you to visit us today. Our furniture is in stock, ready for delivery. All you have to do is enjoy it. Patio Palace, Howard Avenue, or check us out online, patiopalace.com.
Ford won't be undersold on tires. And our experts will help you select the tires that fit your driving conditions and habits. Me, I drive slow. So, when it comes to your Ford, beware of parts unknown.
Some restrictions apply. Visit participating Ford store for details.
The Coors Light Brewing Company wants you to say yes to Canada Day. And while you're at it, why not say yes to saving $4 on 24 cans of Coors Light? It's better than our first idea of putting fireworks in the case, because saving money on beer will never explode, no matter how close you store the case to the... Whoa, that was a crazy one! Coors Light. Who wants to save $4 on a 2-4 cold ones? Available at the beer store for a limited time while supplies last.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. A severe thunderstorm watch is still in effect. Tonight, a 70% chance of showers or thunderstorms, a risk of a severe thunderstorm early this evening, gusty wind becoming lighter and a low of 20. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, a 70% chance of showers, a risk of a thunderstorm, a high of 29. Wednesday night, a 70% chance of showers, a risk of a thunderstorm, a low of 17. Once again, a severe thunderstorm watch is still in effect. A 70% chance of showers or thunderstorms tonight, risk of a severe thunderstorm early this evening, and a low of 20.
El Tabador! Right now, you can get $0 smartphones plus a $100 bonus gift on select smartphones. So how does it feel to get a bonus like that? It's kind of like reaching into an old coat pocket and finding a $10 bill. Only it's a $100 bill. That's a nice bonus. Not like those old restaurant candies nobody likes but takes anyway.
Nasty.
Hurry in for a $100 bonus gift on select smartphones. Offer ends June 30th. Conditions apply. See store for details.
Kudo.
Rock Me Anaphylaxis, the most rocking 5K run walk ever. An amazing rock and roll run with a really cool finisher's medal and a rock-inspired shirt. Featuring Kiss Destroyer playing the finish line. July 5th at Riverfront Plaza in Windsor. For more information, go to runningflat.com. That's runningflat.com. Brought to you by your friends at AM 800 CKLW and Sobeys Amherstburg.
AM 800.
Well, as far as news concerned, we get everything from AM 800.
CKLW.
I can stream you on the internet or my phone. I listen to you more than I watch TV.
Local news first. Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
And welcome to Running Flat Radio. We are having some technical difficulties getting hold of Cheryl Zawadzki, who mm-hmm. is the ultramarathoner, who is right now running California. So she's running down California, the coast of California, started up at Oregon, mm-hmm. and she's running halfway. She's going to take a break to go run Badwater, all 135 miles in 121 degree heat, and then go back to where she left off and run all the way down to San Diego.
Wow. I guess August. You can see why there's technical difficulties if she's actually running right at this moment, right?
So, but as soon as we get a hold of her, we will get her on and we'll talk to her. If not, we can always talk to her at a later date.
Yeah, that's very cool, though.
She'll be running a while.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she will be.
I believe she's running between 40 and 50 miles a day to get to her goal. So,
well, you know, we're actually having a guy come into town tomorrow. I don't know if you're familiar with the name Sebastian Sesville. He started off in Newfoundland on February 2nd. He's running across Canada. He's going to be in Windsor Thursday night. And actually, he's supposed to finish in Vancouver. I believe it's November 14th, which will be World Diabetes Day. So he's running for diabetes. He has diabetes. He's running with an insulin pump. And it's kind of interesting because I believe the distance is 7,500 kilometers, which is the equivalent of 180 marathons when he's done. And so I had a chance to talk to him. I said, you know, how are you feeling? And, you know, I love that he was honest. He goes, everything hurts. I'm tired. I'm losing weight. But, you know, the best part about it is I'm not hating running yet. So he's almost halfway. So, you know, it's kind of cool that this person's not only having the challenge of running across Canada, he's actually running with an insulin pump to boot.
Does he have a shoe sponsor?
I don't know if he does. I'll have to ask him tomorrow. Absolutely. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, if you're doing that, you need a shoe sponsor.
Think of the amount of shoes you'd be going through for that.
Absolutely. No.
Like he said, he gets up right now. He runs 20 kilometers in the morning, runs 20 kilometers in the afternoon. He's in an RV, so he's sleeping in an RV, and that's kind of how they're doing it. It's kind of cool because it's not so much a fundraiser as it's an awareness campaign. So they make the, when they come into communities like ours, they go into the schools, they do a little bit of talking. So it's kind of a nice little promotion and awareness for diabetes.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you, and my big thing to him was, how do you get up every day knowing you have to run another marathon? Like, that has to just blow your mind. Like, somewhere along the line, you have to say, you know what? Nah, I just don't feel like doing it today.
Today we drink beer.
Yeah, exactly. And like, think of his appetite. His appetite has to be through the roof.
Yeah, yeah. His caloric intake has to be huge. And especially his recovery must be pretty unique.
Yeah.
But he must be also has trainers with him, like a physio on board. And
he didn't really say. He didn't really say. It sounds like it's really more of a solo run, solo journey. He's got like the minivan with him or the RV. But besides that, I don't think he has a lot with him. Because he made a point of saying to me, he's actually surprised. Sault Ste. Marie is going to be halfway for him, and he's surprised so far, and, you know, knock on wood, that he hasn't been injured. Because that's a lot of wear and tear on your body.
Well, yeah, and of course, going through New Brunswick and getting into Quebec and coming down here, you're going to hit a couple mountains.
Yep.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And to start off February 2nd in Newfoundland. With all due respect to those in Newfoundland who are listening to us tonight, guys, it's got to be cold and snowy and sleety making your way through the Maritimes.
Well, there's some pictures on his website where you can see he's running down the road in like a blizzard, and there's a truck behind him with the little lights on kind of guiding him. That's dedication, right?
Well, yeah. And if you go to our Running Flat radio page, there's a picture of Cheryl Zawadzki running Badwater, I think, in 2012.
That's a great picture of her.
It's a fantastic picture. Yeah. There's a whole bunch that I was looking at. I chose that one on purpose because every one of the competitors is running on the white line. I don't know if you noticed that.
Because isn't that the pavement is crazy hot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll burn your running shoes. It'll melt them. So you have to run on the white line. And that picture just, it says it all when you're looking at the picture, that you can see all the support crews off the side of the road and all these runners, single file, running on the white line.
Well, like numerous running shoes, and they have to, like, I've seen pictures of their feet, which are full of blisters and everything else.
Yeah, well, you know, Badwater is an incredible anomaly in running, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's an invite only, it's less than 100 runners, it's 135 miles. I mean, it's probably the adventure race for road running. If there's ever been one, that's probably the pinnacle of them. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of other longer distance events, but they include trails or an entire desert that you need to cross, or you know, they've all got a uniqueness to them. But when it comes to road races, going through Death Valley has got to be it's got to be it.
Oh yeah, that's like extreme to the limit, right?
Absolutely. So in the last break that you heard, there was the Rock Me Anaphylaxis ad. It is selling as well. So July 1st, we have Canada Day on our roster. It is sold out. There's still a couple spots left in the kids' run. And then 4 days later, and you know, the volunteers and the crew at Running Flat, you can hear them going, oh. 4 days later, there's the Rock Me Anaphylaxis, which is a part of the Fork and Cork Food Festival down at Riverfront Plaza. The organizers, Chris Mickle, has graciously allowed us to use the site and the stage on Saturday morning to do Rock Me Anaphylaxis.
Nice.
And to put Kiss Destroyer up on the big main stage with with all the big PA and just let it rip.
And I saw a picture of the medal you guys are giving out for that. That's quite the nice medal.
Well, it's inspired by a guitar pick, and it has a guitar in it. The guitar doesn't spin this year.
Can't give them everything this year, Chris.
No, you can't. You can't do it all in the same year. But it's a great event. It's really to raise awareness about anaphylaxis, about allergy, asthma, and all those issues kind of revolving around there. So there's a big education table and tent with the asthma allergy education center on Ottawa Street. And there's also like the EpiPen folks and some of the other drug reps are there as well, talking about, you know, their products. So it's all about awareness.
It's interesting that you have all the different aspects of it there, the nutrition, the medication, all the information people would need.
Well, you know, I'm really fortunate because none of my kids have an allergy. But I mean, I've heard the stories from parents that I know that it's a constant worry in the back of their minds of you know, will they be, you know, when they get to school today, will they get in some sort of proximity to an allergen like peanuts or whatever they're allergic to. And actually, our kids have a few friends who have those issues. And, you know, obviously the kids persevere and kids are very resilient, but...
Well, some of the allergies are very severe, like they're airborne, which is crazy, you know? So you really have to, as a parent, I'd be worried about sending my kids to school. Obviously, you're going to, but you're just kind of hoping that the people that are there are respectful of your child's allergy.
Absolutely, and don't bring the peanut butter to school.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Rock Me Anaphylaxis, that is on sale, and you can purchase that through runningflat.com. It looks like we're going to release Pelee Island next week.
Oh, excellent.
For next year. The emails and phone calls as well to reopen that. When's it open? It is for May 31st, 2015. So what it does is it allow everyone to book their cottages as well this year while the cottages are still open.
Great.
And they can actually get everything put away and set aside for next year. So we will be opening up registration for that very shortly. Run for Heroes Marathon. It is selling pretty fast as well because the half marathon always sells out. And it's well on its way to doing that. So if people are interested in doing a great half marathon, full marathon Boston qualifier, a 10K or a 5K, which is a superheroes 5K. And we also
now
have...
Now when you say superheroes, so you encourage the kids to dress up as superheroes?
I encourage the adults to dress up as superheroes.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean,
could be Wonder Woman.
I don't look good in tights, but but other people look great in tights. So I fully recommend that they dress up as their favorite superhero and then get their pictures taken at our superheroes 5K. And then we've also got the kids marathon, which is happening that same day on the Saturday.
I think that's a fabulous September 20th. Idea.
So that information should be going out to the school boards next week. And basically, what it is you know, mom and dad or guardian signs up their school-aged child. They basically do 41 kilometers sometime between now and September 20th. And then on the 20th, they join us and do their last kilometer and get a marathon medal. And it's just about getting kids involved in our sport, getting them out, getting the parents out, and showing them how much fun they actually really have.
And as a kid, how phenomenal would that be? You get to do your final 42, crossing a finish line of a marathon with all these people going crazy as you're coming across. That's a great idea.
Well, they will be going crazy because they're all superheroes and they're all dressed up, so for sure they will.
I'm going to be a superhero for sure.
You're listening to Running Flat Radio, and we'll be back after these messages.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul Pedro.
An industrial accident on the parkway today has claimed the life of a 40-year-old man. The industrial accident happened around 3:30 this afternoon between Todd Lane and Cousineau Road. The Ministry of Labor is investigating the cause of the incident. The name of the deceased won't be released until after authorities notify the victim's family. Windsor police officers have charged a 20-year-old Windsor man after a car struck a church at Albert and Seminole early this morning. Authorities say moments before officers spotted the car going 120 kilometers an hour, tried to stop it but lost sight of the vehicle. The three people in the car were not hurt. And the U.S. Coast Guard had to rescue a man from the Detroit River overnight. Windsor police officers heard yelling from the American side of the water near the Ambassador Bridge and notified U.S. authorities. A man was found hanging from a rope that was attached to the seawall around 2:30 this morning. AM 800 Sports, the Tigers are back home against the Royals tonight. Right now, the Royals are up 2-0 top of the second. Jays are visiting the Yankees, and the Bluebirds are up 1-0 bottom of the first. And Belgium doubled Algeria 2-1 at the World Cup today, while Brazil and Mexico tied 0-0, and Russia is playing South Korea right now, with South Korea up 1-0 in the second half. From the AM 800 Weather Center, a severe thunderstorm watch has just ended. Tonight, a 70% chance of showers or thunderstorms, a low of 20. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, 70% chance of showers, a risk of a thunderstorm, and a high of 29. Right now in Windsor, Essex, 30 Celsius, that is 86 Fahrenheit, with the Humidex feels like 39 or 102. I'm Paul Pedro, AM 800 News.
When you're able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons to the full 26.2 miles. We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio with Chris Huzinski and Kelly Steele. You know, just a couple things before we get into it. Our friends at Walkerville Breweries are proud sponsors of this show and many of our events. And we are still working on a craft draft 5K for the month of September.
That would be exciting.
It would be. It would be an evening run, kind of an adult-oriented run. It's about beer, with all due respect.
That's the reason most of us run.
Absolutely. And it gets a lot of people out and a lot of great fellowship. Last week, we had Brent Bishop on from CTV's Marilyn Dennis Show, the fitness expert. We were giving away a big gift basket from Jameson, the bodyguard gift basket. And the winner of that is Hugh Dodwell.
Excellent.
For his question last week. And one other person that we need to thank is the folks at Tim Hortons, who are going to give us some celebratory Timbits for the Canada Day run. Because that's what we need for Canada Day is some birthday cake Timbits. So they're providing that. So thanks to our friends at Tim Hortons.
And Timbits are great because you always feel like you're not being bad. So you have one, then you have two, then you have three and four.
That's a whole other topic. A whole other topic for another date. So let's talk about learning to run and kind of where we're at or where we should be at. We should be starting our training this week if we're going to do a half.
Absolutely.
This fall.
Yep, absolutely.
Early fall. Like, let's say for Run for Heroes. We're actually right in that pocket where we should.
Run for Heroes, you should be doing it.
Right. So Run for Heroes is September 21st. What's really, really crazy about that day. And you got to think, we started this 8 years ago, the World Alzheimer's Day Run for Heroes Marathon. And it was started to acknowledge World Alzheimer's Day, a UN-sanctioned day, September 21st.
Mm-hmm.
So it's such a treat to actually have our marathon on September 21st this year.
Oh, very cool.
So it's actually on the actual date.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole reason for the event, by the way. Proceeds go to our friends at the Alzheimer's Society of Windsor.
Have you ever told people how that actually got started? Because I think I remember seeing you. I didn't really even know you. I knew who you were. And you were that guy that was running across Essex County.
Yeah. So 8 years ago, when I was really fit as a runner, I wanted to ultra. I had done a number of marathons by that point in time, and I wanted to ultra. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to run clear across the county. I live on Lake Erie. My brother lives on Lake St. Clair, near Lake St. Clair. So I wanted to actually just go from one point to point B. And
how far is that?
It was 69 kilometers.
Excellent.
And what I ended up doing was convincing a couple friends to do that. And we thought, you know, let's do it for a reason. My dad had Alzheimer's. My father had passed away 2 years ago in February. And well, 2 Februarys ago, and he had had Alzheimer's for close to 22 and a half years.
Okay.
And he was at home with my mom for 19 and a half of those years, and she was a primary caregiver. So all of my adult life, my father had Alzheimer's. So what ended up happening was the Alzheimer's Society of Windsor and Essex County has an amazing program for caregiver support where they do in-home respite and they do day-away programming, which means really focus not towards the person who has Alzheimer's, but focus towards the caregiver to keep them in the home longer where they should be, where they're surrounded by loved ones. And by giving them a day off with day away, where the loved one comes into the society and which kind of frees up the caregiver to go
and
do
what for the caregiver, they need a little bit of a break every once in a while, right?
Have to, because it's a 24-hour a day job, because you don't know when you're going to bed, is this the night that my loved one is gonna wander?
Yeah.
And you know, it's such a unique position to be in as the child of a caregiver and the child of the person who has Alzheimer's, because you see the deterioration. But my father's deterioration was so slow, having it for that long, that you know, the only person to credit is my mom, and that's where my mom is my hero, and that's kind of where Run for Heroes was coined.
That's really nice.
And you know, I don't want to get too emotional about this, but it's such an act of love to be a caregiver, and especially for that long. So.
So when back then, when you were running across Essex County, that had to be tough. You said 69 kilometers. What were some of the challenges you faced when you're doing
it? It doesn't matter. I had an RV. It didn't matter. The RV had air conditioning.
And I think you picked up people along the way. People jumped in and joined you,
yeah,
did they not?
Yeah, so typically the World Alzheimer's Day run, which we did a 69, an 80, and two 100s. Mm-hmm. It was for 4 years. Before I got asthma. So what ended up happening in those years is we always had an RV behind us. There's always a core group of 8 to 12 individuals who I will never, ever, ever forget. You know, we had gone through some thick and thin out there together. And we ran as a group the full distance. And every 8 to 10 kilometers, we would pull over, spend 10 minutes, and then we would have a relay join us. So I think in its height, we had 12 people running the 100. We had 375 people do the relay. And we had lots of people along the route who would cheer us on. We'd have a great OPP escort. We would have a fabulous bus or RV, you know, that we can kind of retire to cool down. Because inevitably, September 21st was always around 85 or 90 degrees.
No way it always goes, you know that?
And, you know, but like in true running flat fashion, it never rained on an event we've done. And
you just jinxed you better not find something
right now.
I know.
But the beauty of it is, and this is with all running events, is you make some great friends.
Absolutely.
And you never forget them. Mm-hmm. So, but it was a fabulous event. Each year, I think we raised between $22,000 to $35,000, somewhere in there, every year for the local society. Raised a lot of awareness. What was amazing about the events, because if you've been to a Running Flat event, we're really driven to play a lot of music at our finish line, at our start line, on a course. We love music. And I think that all spawns from the event, because what we originally did with that event was we would put a loud PA system on the bus or on a minivan directly following us, put in our iPod, and you would hear like Korn playing 5 miles down the road, just blaring.
Yeah, but you'd have something to keep you going, right? Keep you distracted a bit from the pain.
We had some, that's what the fresh blood was for, right? Every 8 to 10 kilometers, you pick up fresh blood.
True.
You swear at them. Oh, look at look good they look. You know, meanwhile you're just looking pain. Your IT bands are popped, and you know Mary Brannigan's trying to fix your back just to keep you going for another
She's
mile.
She's got you all taped up.
Oh yeah. You look like Quasimodo. You know, at the end of 100 miles, 100 kilometers, going, oh my god, just put a bullet in my head. But it was all worth it, and it's just always so much fun.
Well, I think it's really impressive that you've been able to keep it going, and even though you're not doing the ultras anymore, that you've now swung it into a whole weekend event now.
It is, and allowed us to do a couple things. One was to put a world-class marathon event in our community on courses that, frankly, I ran all the time. Mm-hmm. The course that people are running for that event were my training courses.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with them because they were, A flat, mm-hmm. but B, they had a lot of scenic areas to them, right? Whether it's the wetlands running along the waterfront, going through Fort Malden, the historic battle fort from 1812, and then running up and down Highway 18, County Road 20, along the Detroit River Vista there. And it's just been it's been amazing being able to share that with not just local runners who are going, wow, I never knew this really existed, mm-hmm. but also sharing it with other people around North America. I mean, we've had a big group of runners from Maryland register this week for Run for
Heroes.
Really,
Maryland? That's impressive.
It is. And you know, and you know, Maryland and Washington and a lot of those areas, you know, like even upwards of Boston. I mean, those are gorgeous places to run. But, you know, we get to share that part of the world, mm-hmm. You know, with them. And I think that's what's really special about this event. And that's the legacy of the event, frankly, of Run for Heroes in Amherstburg is being able to show off the community that we live in and show some community pride that, you know, we love where we live. It's a great place to be and welcome you to run this course with us. Mm-hmm. And that's really why the expo is there, to kind of bring the community in. So, you know, if you're listening right now and you have a product that you want to sell or you want to be in our expo, you know, we'd love to talk to you about coming in. We have a number of shoe companies mm-hmm. This year and a couple of other exhibitors. So we're trying to build up that. Plus, we have speakers. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we'll have Chuck Engel.
Mm-hmm. That'd be very cool. And Jeff said possibly next year, right?
Yes, yes. And we're working with Jeff Galloway to be in 2015 with us.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, so the idea with Jeff Galloway is that we would go through 2014 this year. And at the end of the 14, we would announce that Galloway is with Running Flat and the Run for Heroes. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, we would start people up in different training programs leading up to mm-hmm. Run for Heroes in September of next year.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so we have to be a year out or prior to be able to do that. So that's what we've done, and we're just finalizing those details right now. So pretty exciting.
I think that's a great idea.
You know, whatever we can do to kind of show off Windsor Essex mm-hmm. To the world and bring these folks in. I mean, we were always challenged doing events here because of accommodations and trying to bring people in. So, you know, we always ask the community, you know, is there a way of billeting runners for us? Because runners love that experience, right? I mean,
they do.
You travel a lot for running.
Yep.
You know, we travel a lot for running. A lot of times we will Airbnb. Mm-hmm. You know, a house in the community. So we live right in the community and experience it. But for the most part, I mean, wouldn't it be great to be, well, like our friends who've done Ironman down mm-hmm. in Penticton, or the, whatever they call a triathlon now in Penticton. They get billeted into people's homes and experience what it's like being a native of the area. And
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's kind of like doing the B&B on Pelee
Island.
Well,
exactly. I like that. I like you're in a home. You're not in a hotel room. I like that whole aspect a lot more.
So, you know, what we'd like to do with the town of Amherstburg is be able to develop a billeting system so we can actually open our homes and invite people in who are running from mm-hmm. out of town and show them a great time and show them some Amherstburg pride and yep. and really show them that that we care about our community and care about running, because we're trying to make a difference.
Absolutely.
And I think we are.
I agree.
That's my two cents. You're listening to Running Flat Radio. Now it's time for Song of the Week. So Song of the Week is Stone Roses with Fool's Gold.
Ford Motorcraft brake pads are engineered specifically for Ford vehicles, so they fit perfectly and deliver optimal braking performance, all from $189.99. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty. Taking the time to engineer brake pads that fit your Ford perfectly is something extra we do that sets us apart from the other guys. Kind of like a radio announcer who can also sing. So when it comes to your Ford, beware of parts unknown. See participating store for conditions and details. Texas Extra.
Hey, what makes your brain so cold it shatters in three? A froster. What causes you to shiver and shake like a twerking T-Rex? A froster. What makes you stronger than a snowman's bad breath slapping you in the face? A froster.
The Max Froster. An icy cold drink now available in up to 12...
Frost-delicious flavors!
A froster may not cause all that stuff, but it will make you cooler than a giant weeping Yeti.
Frozen tears of joy!
Max Convenience Stores. Need it? Got it, Max.
The nation of Sweden sympathizes with the Canadian people and the harsh winter suffered through by all. But now that the warm weather has finally arrived, it's time to celebrate. The Volvo Midsommar sale is here. From June 16th to the 21st, enjoy scorching savings on our industry-leading safety, plus a state-of-the-art blind spot information system at no charge. The Volvo Midsommar sale, only until Saturday. And then winter's back. Visit volvocars.ca to find your nearest retailer.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. A severe thunderstorm watch has ended. A 70% chance of showers or thunderstorms tonight, with gusty wind becoming lighter and a low of 20. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, a 70% chance of showers, a risk of a thunderstorm, a high of 29. 70% chance of showers Wednesday night, a risk of a thunderstorm and a low of 17. Once again, a severe thunderstorm watch has ended. Tonight, a 70% chance of showers or thunderstorms, with gusty wind becoming lighter and a low of 20.
For the love of lobster, at the City Grill from June 6th to 28th, savor a three-course meal for $50 a person, inspired by Chef Sean and his native roots from Nova Scotia. The City Grill, 375 Olette in Windsor.
These are the final days of Leon's Fashion That Fits sale. It's your last chance to find big savings for smaller spaces. Save up to 15% on sofas under 84 inches. Save up to 20% on 3 and 5-piece dining sets. And save up to 25% on multifunctional furniture. At Leon's, we have all the latest home furnishings to fit both your space and your budget. Leon's Fashion That Fits sale ends this Tuesday. Visit Leon's or leons.ca today.
The Traveling Trailer is back for its 18th solid year.
You made it back just in time.
And AM 800, Gus Revenberg and Nissan of Windsor are teaming up to give one whopping prize. $300 in gas every weekend. Experiencing the best festivals of the season has never been easier. Just follow the Traveling Trailer.
Summerfest is back. A gigantic midway, tugboat races, and visit the tall ship Peacemaker or take an unforgettable hour and a half tour aboard pirate ship Liana's Ransom. Summertime madness, summertime fun. Your sure cure to summertime blues is Summerfest. Visit BigSilverInc.com/Summerfest for tickets and plan your family fun today.
The AM 800 Traveling Trailer. Brought to you by Smart Coverage Insurance. Visit Smart Coverage at AM 800's Traveling Trailer and get great car giveaways. Smart Coverage, the auto insurance experts. And St. Clair College. St. Clair College still has programs open for September. Apply today. Start here. Go anywhere.
Shocking breaking news.
The virus has no vaccine.
It has no mercy.
Half the world's population dead or dying.
It will never stop.
Anybody out there?
Sunday on Space.
This is the captain speaking.
Aboard this ship is the hope for all humanity.
From Michael Bay, director of Transformers.
No more secrets.
I want answers.
Comes a new television series.
Fire! You took the fate of the entire world in your hands.
The Last Ship, series premiere Sunday at 9 on Space.
The information you live around, drive around, and plan around.
I just like to know what's going on around me.
AM 800 CKLW.
I'll be around.
The information station. We're always around. Helping you achieve your personal best. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
We're not always around. We're only around on Tuesday nights at 7, or you can catch us on iTunes at Running Flat. And you can download us on iTunes. I think there's 18 episodes now of this show, and with nice. 2,000 downloads, it's absolutely phenomenal.
That's really good.
You know, that so many people are listening to our show. So just before we get into our good friend Michael, we've got a call for volunteers to help us with some road closures for Canada Day.
Now, I think sometimes with volunteers, you get people kind of freaked out that they have to have past experience in doing this. So pretty much anyone can come out and volunteer, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We need folks who are enthusiastic and willing to kind of help out. And we need a couple volunteers for Canada Day in Amherstburg on July 1st.
And I don't know if people realize, as runners, we love volunteers. Mm-hmm. Because we truly know that without them, you know, the race probably wouldn't go on. end. They wouldn't be closing the roads. They wouldn't be handing us the water. So it's kind of nice having those volunteers out there for the day.
It is. And most of the time, runners thank the volunteers as they're running by. And just like we thank the cops as well who are closing the roads down. Mm-hmm. So we are looking for volunteers for that. And also, if you are interested in a booth or a sponsorship for the Health Expo at Run for Heroes in September, Carla@runningflat.com is your contact. So just email her, Carla@runningflat.com. So what we're going to do is we're going to...
Running Flat Radio presents the Canadian Running Magazine Report on AM 800.
Our good friend Michael Doyle. Michael, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Awesome.
Good to hear.
So, you know, it's been another crazy week in running in Canada. And yeah. And the Banff Marathon is going to happen.
Yeah, sort of... For the first time all over again. It was canceled, unfortunately, last year. If you remember the huge flooding in yeah. Calgary area last year. And I think something like 100,000 people were displaced and out of their homes for the better part of a week or two. And that just coincided right with that weekend last year. So they did the right thing. And at the time, it was kind of the New York City Marathon debacle was still looming large for everybody, and kind of the PR nightmare surrounding that for the race organizers. So it was a tough call for them, but they did the right thing and canceled the race right away, and did some pretty good things with the with the Gatorade and the water and whatnot, and donated it to the emergency services that were helping out with the flooding in the area, and donated some cash as well. So they're excited about this year, though. I'm going to go out for the event and check it out. I'm going to run the half. Sounds really beautiful. I think it's the only race in North America that runs through a national park. And Banff is, of course, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. So it should be really, really pretty running through the Bow Valley there. I'm looking forward to it.
So, Michael, it's obviously not flat.
No, it's both at elevation. I think it's about 5,000 feet. So for when you're running a long distance race over, I'd say maybe 1,000 meters, you start to really feel that elevation. And I think it's quite up and down as well. Although I've been promised by the race director that it's not a super challenging course. It's just a little challenging.
Don't listen to the race director.
Never trust the race director.
Never trust the race director. Rule number one.
Hills are mountains always with the race director. So, yeah, but it should be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. It's kind of one of these, it's a marathon that comes right at the end of the real tail end of this marathoning season. So it's kind of the last chance for a lot of people to run the big 42K before the summer kicks in. For sure.
And is heat not an issue this late in the season?
I would say it probably is to a certain degree. You know, it's going to, it's definitely going to, I don't think it's your PB type race. But if you didn't have an opportunity, especially if you had tough time training throughout the winter, like so many people did in Canada, and you're just getting your training under your belt now, it is an opportunity. I think it's a little bit cooler. I'm not sure what the start time is, but, I think that this is positioning itself as a beautiful course, a destination event. They told me that they have nature interpreters at the water stations, so if you want to stop and take a break, they explain the flora and the fauna of the area.
That's a great idea.
Awesome.
It is, and they stamp your bib with like a little passport stamp for every single station you stop at, so you can kind of collect them all along the way.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's a neat idea.
It's like the Smokey the Bear Award.
Yeah. Yeah, that type of thing. If you get all of them, I'm not sure if they offer a prize or whatnot, but that would certainly be a cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a story that has a Windsor connection this week.
Yeah, I do. Brandon McBride, he's a local runner. He went to Herman High in Windsor. And he's somebody that we've been watching out for a long time, since he was quite young. And he just turned 20 a couple of days ago. And he's running in the States in the NCAA, kind of the highest level of university running in North America. It's his first year of school. And he won, in the wintertime, he won the indoor 800 meter. And then just last weekend, he won the NCAA championships in the outdoor 800 meter. And he is already a world-class runner, running world-class times. I mean, he's running time that you need to run to qualify for the Olympics already when he was 19 a few months ago. So this is a kid that I think when we are building up towards Rio in the next couple of years, he's going to be somebody who's could be a future star, a world beater type runner for Canada. And it's a name that I think everyone's going to know by 2016.
And how cool is that, that there's a Windsor connection?
Yeah. And he's a great kid, too. He's really, really cool personality, really friendly kid, very well-spoken. I think he's going to be a great ambassador for the sport and for Windsor.
Do you know who he's running for?
He runs for Mississippi State, which is kind of a weird school because they're not really super well known for being a running school, not like the Oregons or the Stanfords out there.
Old Miss?
Mississippi State.
Oh, okay.
Not Old Miss, yeah. So I'm not really sure why that is. I guess maybe it's just a good fit. A lot of the time, the kid just has a connection with the coach or the program or the region for some reason, family maybe, I'm not sure. But so he's down there and he's obviously training really well because he ran a 146 this weekend and he's done 145.35 before, which is, I think, the best time any Canadians run since the Olympics a couple of years ago. So he's really impressive.
Nice. And of course, it's World Cup fever. I mean, I can't believe that people are actually running because they should be watching World Cup, shouldn't they?
Yeah, I know. I was torn today between doing my lunchtime 12K run or watching the game that was on at noon. But I was a good runner and I went out and did my run.
Dude, I was out at lunch. And
did you put the game on your are you on your earphones though? Sorry.
Well, I didn't because I was afraid it was going to rain and ruin my phone. But I kept running by these neighborhoods and hearing the games playing in the background. I was kept hearing screaming and cheering and was so tempted to stop.
I almost saw a fight break out at lunch today.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Some guy was wearing a Brazil shirt saying Brazil's the greatest team in the world and it's in this country. And the other guy said, no, they're not. It was crazy. It was crazy.
It's so funny. I mean, people just, whether they're actually from the country or not, or their ancestors are. I mean, like my mom's half German, so I find myself cheering for the German side. And yeah, my other side, the Irish side, didn't make the World Cup. So.
Yeah, well, you're not cheering for Canada? I mean,
I would be cheering for Canada if Canada made.
But
anyway, it's a neat sport to watch from a running perspective, though. These guys are some of the best runners in the world when you think about it. Like they're. We ran some stats for a fun story we did a few days ago that's online. You can read right now. It's that they run on average about 11K per game, which is pretty crazy. But they also sprint about every 90 seconds. They cut and change directions like every 5 seconds or so. And then they only touch the ball about a minute and a half a game. And they run 7% of the time backwards. So it's a pretty impressive sport from a running perspective.
And the officials have to also run as well.
Yeah, we always think of officials as being like kind of the lazy bad guys in sports, but FIFA, the governing body for world soccer, has got this intense test where they have to run 40-meter sprints 6 times in under 6 seconds, and then they have to do like this 4K time trial, like fartlek-type run around a track where they have to hit 3:19 per K pace on and off over and over again for 4K. So, and if they can't do it, they don't get picked to be a ref for the World Cup.
That's right.
These guys are super fit.
Michael, thank you very much for joining us this week. Your magazine is on newsstands this week.
New issue just came out. New issue is on the stands now.
It's available at all finer bookstores and newsstands across the country. Michael, thanks for joining us. You're listening to Running Flat Radio, and join us next week for a very special edition with Fred Fox.
I'm really looking forward to that.
And keep running. Thanks.